Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a columnist for Yahoo Finance, and he is the author of a couple of outstanding books that we launched on this show. Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setbacks to Success, and his new one is called Liberty for All. He's our good friend Rick Newman. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Always a delight to be with you, as you know.
Good to have you back, as always. So I was noticing a couple of pieces that you wrote fairly recently. One is titled "The Obama Economic Recovery Has Ended," and the other one is, it's like bookends, Trump's Plan to Declare Victory on the Economy. Those are like bookends, right?
Yeah.
Put them together and tell us what, and shake it out for us.
I think with the last unemployment report we had, which was for the month of January. That was Obama's last month, and to some extent you can't say an economic era begins and ends on a calendar date, but for better or worse we have to sort of think that way. So we just looked at what did Obama accomplish, and I think we know this story by now. I mean, Overall, in terms of numbers of jobs created, Obama actually performed very well. But we also know that a lot of the new jobs that came online after the recession that ended in 2009 paid less than the jobs that were lost.
One reason is because 94% of them were part-time.
That's one reason, and a lot of this is just the changing economy. This really highlights the challenge that Trump has acknowledged, this is what he has to accomplish during the next 4 years, is do something about the unfinished business of this recovery, which is better paying jobs, really for that core section of the middle class. You might call it the blue collar part of the middle class,
right,
and some of the white collar part of the middle class, and that is the missing piece of this recovery. So we'll see how Trump does.
Well, one of the ways I think will be we should track it. We should say it now so we can declare it now before there's a lot of evidence on Trump's side and nobody will think that you or I either one are trying to change the rules. I think we should declare it now based on the impact of policies on things like job creators. One of the problems that Obama had was his policies were job creators felt they were being assaulted by his policies, and consequently, you wind up with mostly part-time jobs, Obamacare, for example, things like that. And also the other thing is what was the GDP? The GDP during Obama's, if you take for 10 forward, it was still less than 2% GDP growth. So my point is those are the things that I'm going to measure Trump against. Are your policies making people want to hire more? Are they wanting, and are they creating an environment, an economic environment, where people can be more successful, more profitable, and therefore pay their people more? Those are my two main metrics. What do you think about those?
I think you're on to it, and I think Trump gets that as well. I mean, I've been very critical of a lot of Trump's things he said, especially when he mangles facts or deliberately distorts or manipulates facts. But I will say that he has established the right goal, which is let's get the economy growing at 3% again. And of course, his goal, he says 3.5% and maybe 4%. I don't think that's likely at all, except perhaps in maybe one or two standout quarters.
Well, that's how you get to 3%. You have a 2% and a 4%. That's how you get to 3%, right?
Yeah. Well, that's right.
With a $20 trillion economy, I'll take 3%, won't you?
Yeah, and you get this, but a lot of people think that well, what's the, you know, it's only one percentage point between 2 and 3%, but
that's
it's
huge.
Actually huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
That's
and
like the difference
it, you know,
between a six. That's like a difference between a six point earthquake and a 7 point earthquake. It's a magnitude of 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, there are millions of new jobs between 2% growth and 3.5% growth.
Right.
So his target is good. I think a lot of his policies are problematic, at least as he has laid them out. But you know, the guy deserves the benefit of the doubt.
And he
deserves a year or two to see if he can actually
there
move the
you
needle.
Go. That's the deal. This is where the people are disingenuous. And I'd be saying this if Obama were in office. This is where people are disingenuous. And within 3 weeks, they're already calling him a failure. I mean, that's what that tells you is, for those people, there's nothing he can do to make them happy. And I'm glad. And I have to say, folks, I'm proud to say that Rick is he's an equal opportunity disser. But he's not one of those gratuitous kind of reporters at all. 20 Tail, I'm right back with Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blasingame. He's with Yahoo Finance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.